His praise. Praise the Lord. When you see this lady up here, you the lady there, you are the next.
Yes, we are.
Praise the Lord. We are still waiting for Pastor Bosa. Let her replace him for a moment.
Yes, we are.
Praise Jesus. We are going to first start with a word of wisdom as we proceed with the heavenly journey. Before we start it officially, let's go in the word of wisdom. It says like this. How could you help yourself in that the Lord may enable you to pass through that situation?
Yes,
praise the Lord. How are you going to help yourself in order not to go back in that situation? Those two words, how would you help yourself in that you pass through that situation quickly? As you pass through that training of yours. And how can you not go back to that situation?
Yes, you was when you
praise our Lord Jesus.
So may
as you know in 2 Corinthians, let's read chapter 8. The first verse.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri essuula ey'omunaana n'oluyiriri olusooka lugamba bwe luti.
1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1 says.
Era tubategeeza abooluganda ekisa kya Katonda ekyaweebwa mu kanisa ez'e Makedoni.
Yes, waliwo ekisa kya Katonda ekibeera mu makanisa.
That is upon the church. And on those churches, it's not anything else, but it's we ourselves. And that grace is a gift. Last time we saw the word of wisdom. We saw the word of wisdom that the grace upon your life is the gift given to you. And that's where it is measured from. And as your life is being provided by God, as He protects it, He bases on that gift. As He says in Proverbs, that someone's gift made him to pass.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
But
that you based on that gift, that may the Lord enables you to pass through that situation as your grace is in that position. Many times we ask for grace in church and we are like, Lord, give us grace. But when you don't ask for the Lord to reveal your spiritual gift, it will be very difficult for you to understand the grace you have. It's very hard to ask for God's protection to be upon you. Because it's given upon that gift you have. And whatever you want, it's given to you to serve in this life, to serve the Lord in this life and in the life today.
Yes,
praise the Lord. It helps you in this life and also in service. What does it mean? That they, once they give you, they based on the gift on your life. In that you can be able to help your help yourself in this life. And the church has got many difficulties these days. That it to receive it has been too difficult. Because you don't have the grace on your life. You haven't discovered your gift. Many times you are just a member in the church. But you are not a minister. That means that even the grace to be given to you, there is no way it can be given to you. You check in this world a life example?
Bw'oba toli mukulu.
That when you are not a big person in this world,
bw'oba tolina magoba eri government,
and you don't have any profit to the government, there is no way you can ask any protection and they give it to you. Because you are just there, you are like you profit nothing. It's like you are just a parasite to the government. Then to our Lord, He has His government. You have to be there having something you
do
in the kingdom of God. In that they give you protection in this life and also in serving God. Proceed with the next verse.
Mukubonaabona okwabakema ennyo, essanyu lyabwe lyasukkirira, n'obwavu bwabwe obwayinga obungi byasukkirira mu bugagga obw'obugabi bwabwe.
Nti bwe baatuuka
baatuuka ne babeera baavu nnyo ng'ekkanisa. They were very, very poor as the church.
N'okwetaaga kwabwe kwali kungi nnyo.
And their need was too much.
Naye bwe baamala okuwangula ebigezo ebyo.
But as they finished to overcome those they were given more and more. And they had really become victorious. And everyone looked for his gift in that situation. In that when he overcomes, he does not backslide. God brings days of tests. And they, at a time they end. Let's look at Job. And when God brings these tests, they are like as if it's a curse. God's test is like a curse most of the time. And many times those who see you, they are like you are having a curse. Job, he cannot be more than a cursed person in the days of test. When you look at the situation he was in, diseases and many things on his life, indeed you could see that he was
cursed.
Yet he was just in a test. A test, it ends. And when it ends, God gives you with one hand. And he cannot remove from you anymore. If you overcome that test, and you learn whatever is in that, God will give you with two hands. It's like that you fail the test. But let me try and see whether that's why you may end up repeating a situation. And many times we don't overcome situations. And many times we find ourselves calling a test to be a curse. It's better you ask the Lord and get to know whether it's a curse or a test. Many people who fail to pass the test, they end up becoming curses because they are like the same. Praise Jesus. When you fail to pass a test, many times it becomes a curse. Praise the Lord. But when you pass it, what I know about a test, it ends. It ends and has a solution. Praise Jesus. But a curse, it's very hard to remove. And it cannot end. It can call you for all generations. Praise Jesus. But a test is
for
all everyone in different seasons and times. I don't know whether you understood all the
things
that you have to do. A test is just on a person and it ends. When
he
overcomes it, praise God. It cannot fall your children. You may find
that
those are not the tests your son or daughter passes. Hope you've got the difference between the two. But But those who pass through tests, sometimes they don't get their pass. Sometimes they don't get what to eat. Sometimes they get sick.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
But we know when was.
But you have to ask yourself. Like wherever, whatever you're passing through, is it a curse or a test? When you find that it's a test, pray that you overcome it. When you find that it's a curse, you ask for forgiveness. Because in a test you cannot repent. You just ask for power to
overcome.
In a test, what are you going to
repent?
What have you done? In a test does not come because you've done anything bad. When a test came to Job, not because that he had sinned. Nothing he had done to God. God was saying, oh, a righteous man. He had nothing like
that.
He had no problem like he could repent to God. But the problem which was there, to find that he was in a test. That's why he spoke some of the words which weren't right. God said to him, who is bringing darkness into righteousness? With words without meaning. Praise Jesus. If he understood that he was a test, he couldn't have become like he did. He couldn't have complained. He would have asked, Lord, what could I do in that I pass through this place? But because he never knew that he was
a test,
sometimes he understood it and
was
like, should we get on the
road?
He could, as if he could understand it was a test, but it couldn't come out very well. If it came right and understood it, whatever could come to him would
have been a
test. As it proceeds, and he knew that it was a test, and was like, maybe it is just a curse. Because as people were speaking to him, were like, it's a curse.
Yes, we have to.
Praise.
So, what girl? Who goes on to pray?
How could you help yourself in that you overcome the test in order not to repeat them?
Yes, we have to.
Praise.
Zure, what is the test of that point?
Find out whether
what is the test of that point.
If it's a test, pray that you overcome it. Because the Lord says that when he brings a test, he gives you the power to overcome it. The problem is, how would you know that it is a test and you ask for power from God? Because he says he cannot test us beyond the measure we can stand.
Yes, we have to.
Praise
God.
You have to get revelation and you ask, Lord, is what I'm passing through a test or a curse? If you find out that it's a curse, pray for power in that you overcome
it.
When you get to know that it's a curse, look for ways of repenting in that the Lord gives you a blessing. We proceed.
According to the Shokubiri. Essula ya munana.
2 Corinthians 8.
N'olunyiriri tuli ku lwakusatu.
Verse 3.
Kubanga ntegeeza bo abaagala bokka. Kubanga ntegeeza bo baagaba bokka nga bwe bayinza. Era n'okusinga obuyinza bwabwe.
Nti bano baali bagezesebwa.
These people were being tested.
Na yet,
but it came to a situation that they fought for themselves. And someone did something beyond.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Beyond what
happened.
When they knew that it was days of test. And God was testing their love. Whether it was right or
wrong.
They showed
him
that we will stand beyond what you think, Lord. They used to give out more than they could. Your friend could come home. You have 5 kgs of portion. And you get to know that.
That
when I give him 2, famine, as in, I'll be hungry for more 2 days. And he's like, let me give him 3, and I get hungry for 3 days. They could prove to God. They never knew what they were in the, why they were in those states. They helped themselves in order to pass. I haven't said that everyone the Lord will test
you for giving out.
Everyone has a way
to test.
One test which happens to all of us, a test that whether we are still in the
first world,
whether everyone can work in beyond, you have to help yourself. As you've been reading the Bible, you are like, you want to show the Lord that you want to understand. If you've been reading too, you will add on. Help yourself. Try to pass the test quickly. Help yourself. God will fasten everything with yourself. There are days he was passing through in that biblical journey. There are things he helped himself. And he was like, I will never repeat this. If at all the Lord hasn't yet told me, I won't. He had to help himself. There are some, the Lord is like, he has passed this. When you help yourself, you are like, Lord, it's like, Lord, I am hungry. I want help. I won't wait that you come and see. Let me just leave it. Help yourself.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus. You work beyond your measure.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus. You might say, oh Lord. Indeed. You are like, Lord, really, this job I'm doing, it brings little money. But I'm like, I want to come and fellowship. You are like, Lord, I have to go and fellowship. Let me pass this
day.
Lord, I have to fellowship. Whatever money comes, I have to go. And the Lord will come and say, you've really showed God that you were trustworthy before him.
Yes, yes.
In the little things.
When
you do it that way,
he will come
and bless you and be like, hey, is this blessing upon me? And you're like, you've done nothing. But the blessing upon your life is too much. And God says, indeed, this child grows fast. Even as we children grow up in our homes, a little one may understand more than an elder. Helping himself. He asks too much. He wants to understand how the dad does everything. And you're like, the dad welcomes his child. Because the child helps himself. When it comes to studies, he wakes up very early. Even the dad might make him a heir. Beyond the elder, because that elder is very weak. When you help yourself before God, Here they say that God will help you because you helped yourself. In that proverb of the Magadan, and God helps the one who has helped himself. This is in your test. In the test you are passing through this life. Help yourself in that you pass them. God just help in that God gives you strength that you pass them. You don't say, Lord, you know, I came very. You just becoming weak. You are just deteriorating when you say, God, you know, we just keep changing little by little. You know, Lord, we just change little. Lord, let them handle us, you know, with care. Look at you. Look at what you're saying yourself. You spend some good time in
it.
God will also make you to stay in your poverty too much.
Yes, you will see.
Praise Him. And you will say, let me give him little by little because he also changes little by little. Let's proceed.
Batusaba n'okwegayirira okungi olw'ekisa ekyo n'okussa ekimu okwo mu kuweereza abatukuvu so singa bwe nali ndowooza naye baasooka okwewaayo bokka eri mukama waffe n'eriffe
nti babaakola nnyo ne bagamba.
That they work too much and they say, we could not wait for the Apostle Paul to be
here.
We have given ourselves to the Lord and to serve the brethren. They never waited for that singer sing very well in that you praise the Lord. You that I can do your job. This was the church the Lord came and helped because they knew
what thing.
God gave them much grace. Everyone was a servant of each other. You know, I'm your servant. I'm going to serve you and you will say, yes, he has served. Everyone helped him for herself. But what have you done? Can you help yourself? Not to wait that you say that this is where I'm supposed to work and you do. God does not want to put the check in orders. Because order that to those who ever sinned. God to tell you, don't do the
other.
It's to those who just go on moving badly.
Yes, you must.
Praise Jesus. But when you help yourself and stop walking in different bad ways, orders are there for those who sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
you sin, you find yourself ever in commandments and orders. That's what you say. That's what you say. You don't go and work because when you go and work, you don't have the wisdom to say, let me go and
work.
The next time they will say, don't go and work. You sit there and you feel hungry. You don't have money enough for your home. When you go to work, you don't come back. When you start getting
sick,
and you have a problem, you just become a problem, imagine.
zisobola kuba mulimu gwa kukadde busatu
kubanga
mungu wa bannange olaba akuna emitwalo abiri
As you see,
this
one with
one
of
the money.
It's not worth it in the ten thousand.
It's the same as that.
Oh, in money for him is a problem. Let him remain on 0.2, and you remain there. God like
you,
he will come for you. When you see who is just bringing them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
I don't believe it either.
He will limit you.
He
will limit you and you're like, you don't want to move away from God. God is bringing these words. In that you may pass quickly. We as a church, full knowledge of God, we don't have to repeat
tests.
We don't want people who are just going to be poor all the time. You have to be rich in spiritual and in body.
As we continue
in understanding, let everything we need just
come from
God feeling. God, in that we may be found in spirit, we are aware. Even in the flesh, when we are aware. That when people come into this church, they are like, yes, they look good. They have knowledge and they are very good. There is no one who is looking ugly at all. Let's first end this question. Let's continue with this word of wisdom and see.
Nebife mukwagala kwa Katonda. Kyetwava tumuwulira kityo nga bwe yatanula edda. Era bw'atyo alyoke atuukirize era n'ekyo gye muli. Era bw'atyo alyoke atuukirize era n'ekisa ekyo gye muli. Naye nga bwe musukkirira mu byonna mu kukkiriza ne mu kwogera ne mu kutegeera ne mu kukuba kwonna ne mu kwagala kwammwe eri ffe era musukkirirenga ne mu kisa ekyo.
Let's continue elevating as we give ourselves to serve. You work with strength, with all power in service. In loving one another as
brethren.
Live in sin.
Do your best.
Don't wait in that they change. Stop this. Live it as you can.
Tulimu bakolisa ekyokubiri munaana munaana. Sogera nga mbalagira bulagisi wabula olw'okufuba kw'abalala nga ntema okwagala kwammwe nga kwa mazima.
Nti bino birimu okutema kwange oba kwa mazima.
This is testing love, whether it's of truth. It's just testing love. In that he sees that you say you have God, how could you show that you love me? You know God does not have any sin. If you love him, leave sin. Even you show that you hate it. Because God is against sin and hates
sin.
If you are among God, if you are on God, you are his branch, you are Christ's branch. How could you be found when you have a sin yet you will
blind?
You have to find that, oh Lord, let me not ashamed you. Let me also help you. As you also bear
fruit.
Help yourself. pass the test quickly.
Because
this tests our love.
In
mission around the world. To fight live sin.
And
to give ourselves in order to serve God.
It tests
our love in this life.
Kubanga mutegeera ekisa kya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo nti bwe yali omugagga naye n'afuuka omwavu ku lwammwe obwavu bwe bulyoke bubagaggawaze mmwe
nti
bwe yafuuka omwavu
yali
agezaako tuyamba.
He was trying to help us.
And
as we've seen what he has passed through when he was poor. In that we fasten ourselves, in that we don't become
poor.
In that he becomes our example. If God left all the positions, he had left all the big positions from above and became afraid.
He's
born in a manger. In that you humble yourself first. In that you don't pass through those things. I don't know whether you understand me. We many times tell you what you pass through. When we talk about them, we don't give them time. Why? Because we don't think that you may be in need of passing through them. Because you cannot manage them. But it's like this. God made us to pass through these things. As we swept out many times. So that you cannot pass through the same thing you see. When you are nurtured through us, as God passed through us, to know the right ways to follow.
When you
may find that you pass through those same things.
So that you can pass
it yourself.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. I am requesting you, brethren. You help yourself. Don't allow the path through this test. You can help yourself
first.
In the test of 2 years becoming of 1 year. For 3 months, just takes 3 days. When it comes before you come and ask me, how did I pass it through me? And I gave you wisdom. When you handle it very
well,
you just pass through and stop there. When you go on resisting it, that apostle has not understood what I'm passing through. You end up passing through that until when you understand it quickly.
Yes,
what Jesus passed through, we are not going to pass through the same
thing.
When we understand it very well, and we help ourselves, we won't be crucified. But when you don't understand quickly, you might end up being tested up to the cross.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Try that you fight for yourself quickly. Don't wait for tests to be mad too much on you. Many of you fall them. You will delay on the way. You spend many days in that place. You know the children of Israel. They were to spend 3 days to reach Canaan. But they failed that test many times.
So
first, they couldn't fight to leave Egypt. Even when the Lord had told them, they would say, Moses,
if
you went to Pharaoh and say, you are the one who told him that we have to leave this land and he's having more problems on us. They would just say, even when he adds on and adds on, for us we have to leave this land. But they continue to be weak. And God said, I have said before Moses that I have to make this
people plant in Egypt.
Let me help them to leave this land.
But
I am going to take them on the way. Many of them
will.
I saw that in Egypt it wasn't easy. I have led them with an iron. They haven't fought for themselves. He tested them on the way. They never had a true love of God. Every time
they used to leave this land.
You became certain that you go to heaven. Don't
ramble
because you're driving a car. You don't have a right vision of salvation. Stand firm. Even when the car
does
not come, you have to go to heaven. Then it will come quickly. Because you have
passed
the test. You are like your
channel.
God
wants
to make
you
from the truth. Oh, you go, have this and go. But you, when you meet God, you are like, God, give me my house. You never
give me
this house. And
he's
like, oh, this
house. And
you're like,
you
know that the measure.
I'm going to teach
you. You
pray,
until you get to know the nature of Christianity or salvation. God tests you. That's why they
say,
again, but on Christians, on
self-Christians.
Ever they have tests. Ever they
are
on tests. Because again,
they
never knew that the price of
they
don't have themselves in the
direction.
God has to just pull them. You know that thing which you have just pulled, it does not have peace.
God
will just pulling you, my dear, you have problems.
That's
why you are passing
the
negative.
It depends on the
situations you find. You are just being pulled. When he tells you, please move, you just move. But you just want
me
that they bring a rope and they pull you. And when they pull you, my
two
hands, this
funnel
grass, that
funnel
grass,
it's
very dangerous on the body. Praise Jesus. That's the problem for people who
have
been
talking
to pass those
questions.
Or a case you have a part to play. Don't just sit there and say, you don't know
when
you want, I will pass there. It's not the Lord who said that when the Lord wants,
oh,
you know, Lord, this adultery and fornication. You know where these ladies? To leave them. You know, men, but you know, give me grace. You go there and you meet them. Lord, give me blessing. Stop yourself, don't go there.
Omulenzi omu kama mpejisa muwangu wadde
ngendo
okumukyalira leero gaala ono njagala mukama mpejisa muwangu ngenda mumuleka naye wadde ngendayo leero ojasiganange otusyo tulina muwaddamanya nga muwangula
wadaa
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
What do you mean?
In some situation where you have to help ourselves quickly. On test you have to help
yourself.
And when you show the Lord that you fasted, He gives you much strength, and you just jubilate over it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. One day, when the Lord was training me to help myself and pass through tests first, when the child became sick, they spent too much time minus getting sick. When he got sick, very small sickness, I would say, how could the child get sick? And then the heart is not firm. When he saw that he continues getting sick more and more. And he's like, let him go to heaven and goes to heaven. And he's like,
he
comes back.
And
the child is sick. And he's like, oh, you know, I have known. When
you're
sick, I will say, let him die and go to heaven. And the sickness goes away.
But the test which come and you
have to be big-headed because
the
child, and you become tough on him.
When
you wake up in the morning, and rebuke the devil in that he leaves you. To rebuke Satan. That you become tough on the devil, you rebuke him. It's not rebuke with words. You say, go away, Satan.
No.
There is becoming more tough.
Even when
you shout, just
look
in the heart and you are like, and he's like, this one is
here.
And
he's
like, go, get the heart of him. He's just weak.
And
he makes the child
feel
sick.
And
the doctor says,
go
away. And you just say, go away, Satan.
And
the Satan continues to make the situation worse. Because he has looked in the heart. You have to be graced with strength from the inside. Be strong and be courageous. Joshua 1:9. The Lord can be with you, but be strong and courageous. I am with you. He told him, I am with you. But be strong and be courageous. Because you are going to make these people pass through. Your heart was given strength. It's you who make it weak.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri essula y'omunana olumiri lwa kumi era mbagambye kye ndowooza olw'ekyo kubanga kibasaanira mmwe abaasooka okutanula si kukola kwokka era naye n'okwagala
nti kwegamba stopa nkukozi bali tuweereze
Put in that love. It's ours. What is ours? I'm not just serving. But it's ours. You don't say, you know, we are serving the kingdom of God. You are not in that kingdom. It's not yours.
It's like
those ones, the kingdom of God is theirs. The little ones.
Yes, yes.
Praise
now,
God.
Now,
even you take it that is yours. The kingdom is
yours.
Even I have to serve. I have to show it before the world. Why I serve with all strength and love? It's like love, the kingdom of God is here. Because it's a
help
with the Lord, with Jesus.
I want to build you a boat house.
He's having at least a car of 7 m at least. That's why they collect for too long before they finish construction. They don't
a kingdom
of theirs. After calculating, you know, you make that
money. 10 p.m.
I don't have a car on that 10 p.m.
It's a spare place.
That money. It's too much. If I get
only
5 and I just buy an old Noah, a vehicle.
You see that there is
a tithe is put aside. They don't have the heart for the kingdom, those people. He doesn't care the way you look at whatever situation you're passing through. Just pass through it. Because he does not have the heart of the kingdom. Let's proceed.
Bakolisi shukuru sura ya 8 ya 10. Era naye nokuagala nga mwakamala umwaka gumu.
Banda akamala umwaka oku.
They had just spent a year in salvation.
Nika bakolisi.
But they were workers.
Bakagala.
They loved in 1 year. How many years have you spent? Look at your neighbor and ask, how many years have you spent? What have you done to show that the kingdom of God is
here?
We love the kingdom way.
mwaka gumu ebigezo byonna bye bandisanze kulamu baali bamaze
in one year all the tests they would have gone in this life they had passed them.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essula ya 8 gira 11 naye kaakano mutuukirize n'okukola nga bwe waliwo okwagala amangu
nga bwe wabeerawo okwagala amangu
obukukuwayagala
nnyo okumanya.
You wanted to get knowledge.
Era wayagala nnyo okunoleje.
You wanted full knowledge too much.
Oyagala okumanya Katonda.
You wanted to know God.
Nagamba okwagala okubakukuwa.
That after you had that love, you had that
no, love. No, kora mangu. Oliwa, tetuga.
Don't wait to be told.
Ntika kufuna okwagala mulie.
That after you got that love.
Byanguye kumenya okukora ebyo okutuukiriza.
But also in wanting to fulfill.
Abakulinso ekyokubiri sula ya 8 oluyi lwa 11 naye kaakano mutuukirize n'okukola nga bwe waaliwo okwagala amangu era n'okutuukiriza bwe kutyo kulyoke kubeerewo n'omuyiiza
nga bwe tuyinza nga bwe owulira kuyagala enjiri
omujagala
katonda
n'okukola
kola mangu byayagala
also do whatever you want.
Obanga waliwo okwagala amangu okukkirizibwa ng'omuntu bw'alina singa bw'atalina
nti buli muntu katagenda kola okusinziira ku kyalina era bwe
kikola
olina musobozi ky'okukola waliwo kyoyinza okuwayo okuyamba omulimu gwa mukama
olinaewali
tutandika okugamba abagenda okula enziki waliwo omukisa ogw'enjawulo mu linnya lya yesu ekipoti ekimu ogula olugiruku okwegirisa gomwenyeerabanga olina okulikula omulimu gw'obwakabaka bwa katonda
tyumba
muganti ulina obusobozi bw'olina kola olabe mukama ali
bwavayoanga
tojja kuddaawa ate mukama omugambe nasize ensiko njagala omukisa gwange
bw'onaakola
mu kwagala gukwe
when you do it
help
yourself you do it you will see him before you called him. Corinthians
8:12
singa bw'otalina waliwo abasajja bagenda ne bagamba
naye
ziriyo mu nsawo olukumi lusigadde lule
luleete
wano mukama agambe
luleetetunda
ekibanja kyo
oleete
anga bw'osobola
era
obusobozi mukama abulaba obulina
obuolina bwobutandikirako okukola
tubula abatuma abalinanga ebingi.
That's why the apostles who had many, those are the ones who sold and they bring. And the people understood it. You don't just sell
all.
Because they never allowed you to do beyond your capacity.
Even though
these men were doing beyond what they can, these people were
dependent.
And those ladies.
And
not told them, do according to what you can. But the people, there are some who came up and they are like, we are going to do beyond our capability.
Meno tukieta kakulimba.
This is not to lie.
Olwali na bakula lisa.
Those who
buy the wind,
a window that you know there is a special blessing the Lord told me in the night. This is not like that. For the kingdom of God, and not like that. You know that the Lord told me. You know when the singer sing to you, the singers, when you sing to the Lord, he will make you travel the nation. No. You do it with love.
You will
be
serving
different situations. We are going to put groups of evangelists, pastors, all those going out. The evangelists will go, might go with a pastor. And a pastor. And most with apostle. Going on, spreading the gospel on different villages. Those ones are going to be organized. As they are being done, you have to do with your love and your strength. Now you have to
be
yourself. The Lord will ease everything. In the message I was given, for 7 years, you know, he would have tested me in this world many times to give me this truth. Because many ever they let him down. But there is a vision ever he tells us. When he passed the test, first, he found angels and they told him,
you are quick.
Bachiogera muluzungu nti oli mwangu.
Nimba muzani mwangu nti.
And was a how fast out am I?
Nti ebigezo mo.
Quickly, you pass them quickly.
It gave
him strength, and when he came back, whatever he saw, he just squeezed them. Even when they were friends, you would just see him not passing through your group or moving with you.
Football,
films,
and
remain alone. I just passed only those ones who wanted the truth. When you found them, you say, you know, are you there? But he never had their time for their funny story. He cut those ones very fast. When the Lord told him that whoever loves his friends more than me, more than God,
he's
not worthy of me. He loved the father more. He loved the father more because he grew up with him. His brother and sister, they used to give them to different, you know, aunties. For him, he couldn't leave the father, the dad. But when the Lord told him that word, he was like, whatever I've been doing to this
treasure,
I'm not going to leave you, Lord. He turned everything from the dad
to the dad.
He used to
pray,
not even to
pray.
He spent 5 years in town minus. He wanted to show God that he was determined. Even when I saw that the pastors were driving, they had good houses. He couldn't enter into their
car.
He used to look at their cars and say, look at these funny metals.
nambigeraganya naawe yesu guwambibe
omulukubaoleseaoyogera
nde ku kigere ne story yagudde simanyi gyeyagudde ate nga kikakasa mu mutima n'okutuuka leero kugamba ebigezo ebyo byandibadde ebyonga bibwe nalwana anange okubanga ekyekigezo mbitawo ekiseera ekisinga saayogeranga nnyo kyoba mwana w'abaana mugambe
ntiwanekigezo
mangukulegera mukama lwamanyi nebendabeera ngalago nga siribagamba
kino
kyenkola nkikola njagala kuwakula mangu
kigezonabo
baalina okubiyitamu nga bwebasobola anga gwali kukiseera ena buli omu anoonye ekite kimuyisaawo
They
had to find means of passing through that situation. And Eva,
she tells you what she has been passing through. Well, like, let's go. He was like, let's go.
He doesn't know how God managed to touch a certain gentleman. They picked only the clothes they could put on. Let them be out.
I'm not crying here.
Yes, we are here. So please go quang we have.
So we can fast him.
He would go to somewhere.
Down there. Well, like Ellen, they strive very hard that they join them, they get into their marriage. They had to put their things under the bed. We reach a time and God says, and they're like, let them go for a taste.
Again, we can't go in the room.
Tim Poo was going to tell the big headed man. He told them, you know, me, we think concerning my wife, no one could tell me anything. And he told God, have you
heard?
Him, he is not counseled at all. And he told him, you know, the lady is sick, he's having AIDS. But leave him.
Hey.
And he
said, hey.
When you tell him, you know, you see what he will do. As he has refused. And he told him, what
could
I do? You just be there in the middle. You
will
be there and they don't do any evil before you. Go do whatever they want for their ceremony.
For
their father. Our wife was the mother
was the auntie, was the father and was the speaker. And
it was he was big headed and wouldn't be cancelled. How many people should he go with?
He told
people. And a car. What was the type of that car?
It's a Nissan.
It was a Nissan. The white people.
And it's not a saga. I'm going to go to the Indian.
And they were refusing any person in the car. Many people had
the what? I had to go to the
father of the
as you are born and
worrying there,
we
need to You know, went to the dad and the dad with a youth.
Not one is that what
he
was doing. He gave
us some
stuff
and was shaming. He looked at the wife. When we came from there, we went to the mother.
The point what happened? Where did you get our partner?
We never knew the mother's side was in which situation. When we looked at the house, the fence was higher, very high, and it was good. The gate had cameras around. We looked at ourselves and the cafe
when
they were in. If he had said that, he would have said, the
vehicles
for themselves in the house. You know, a shame in the They took them on video camera since the time they entered.
Yes, you were there. Abamu babo, utabamu.
Wapa abamu babo, utabamu. They came out and it would not stop. So many. When we entered that house, when they entered,
the
sitting room could build you a house for 100 m, just the sitting room. The man was working in the UK, in the US, in
French.
Whatever they were using in their house, they used to come from London and America. Please listen, as it's still possible. You are going to pass all the tests. You will be given first as you, in whatever you want in this life and serving God. As we spoke, he was a speaker speaking. You know,
Emma,
we are speaking and they think you cannot. Faith, whatever you want. Is the function continuing? In that you get the money, whatever money you want, to proceed with the function? Ask the gent, the bride. He told him. The bridegroom told him, we cannot assume our God in that way. We cannot. I can't accept taking their thing.
Yet he
had nothing. This one who was using this thing, he had nothing. It was on zero. And he told them, everything. When they opened the serving tables, and the serving tables were from here up to the other end, they were in the house, but the house was too big. They were ready to continue with the function, to start for them a job for them. The mother for that lady loved him so much. He told him what was their plan for this couple. Because the mother, he had his cows, but they could
just run.
But this one, he was like, however smart the situation has come in, however poor they might be, let me do for
her.
If that my girls could come back for an introduction at least.
Mama,
when
we
said
all
the plan the mother told the dad stopped
him
and
corrupt.
When the mom told him, being big headed is too bad. They ran away from them. They reached there.
They
passed through different situations, but the man fought away to fight in those different situations, yet he was sick. Yet she was sick.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
the lady became sick too much, and when he got conceived, he just became a misfortune.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What came last, the lady she called him that he has
raised.
When I reached there, the lady was on a death bed.
They
were just fasting, yet the Lord was saying they had to get medication. They used to call him priest. He went with David, prophet, priest. Please forgive me. Pray for me that God may forgive me. You know this gentleman has just made me to suffer too much. Pray for me one thing, in that I repent. I get salvation, I die and go home. I don't need to be more on this earth. He looked and he was like, what am I going to lift up?
He lifted
him and put her in
the
house. It was like as if she was a baby. She confessed. The mother called him and was like, you know that gentleman is, this boy is too bad. That gentleman, he called him a boy or a son. When I came back from that place, 2 days the lady died. The gentleman refused that he was suffering from HIV. He refused, he fasted. And when he came, when sickness came in full swing. He was just reducing, but he couldn't believe. When they called him, he could not go because the Lord had stopped him. Nothing helped. He doesn't know whether
he took
him on medication by force. He couldn't stand. Because of being big-headed and refusing the truth. Today he's in prison with the same sickness. He used to stand on the way.
The
Lord
used to stand.
Then as we are fighting against false prophets, false apostles, false gospels. You were not supposed to go to different churches. For him, he used to go to them in their churches and speak and tell them the elect. They used to carry him. Why am I telling you? That he cannot tell you whatever they pass through. The story is too big. It's just a small tip on the stories. He wanted just to command. He used to command the apostle to accept and was like, this one is going to be preached. He humbled himself, the apostle humbled himself. The Lord told him the ways of a chain. The apostle just humbled, and everything was tight on him.
Yes, you have to so to go one with the whole.
Let's learn how to fasten our lives.
Yes, we have to
praise.
Why is that being in the world?
We learn many things in that journey.
But what we learn
is to help ourselves to pass through a test. To show the Lord that we decided to serve our kingdom. That He gives us from heaven. And decided to be children of the kingdom of heaven. And to manifest that kingdom. Let's read a few verses in that we may wind up. Second Corinthians 8:13.
Kubanga tusogedde bwentyo abalala bamuzibwe.
Nedda. Tetwogedde bwentyo.
We haven't spoken like this.
Nti abalala bo babeere awo.
Buli
omu kati akole ku maanyi. Buli omu abeere n'amagezi n'okutegeera.
Weebuuzeeko.
Weebuuzeeko n'omwagula omukyakuli awo wali mutukuvu kola ku bwangu.
Go for counsels in when you are counseled in Holy Scriptures, do quickly.
Namwe muteganyizibwe.
Not because that we want you to
suffer.
Or we have to do
what we find. Or what
others
want.
We
want full knowledge. In that we may be surrounded with peace. And protection from God in all angles. As we don't disturb him. Second Corinthians 8:14. In that for him he's not driving a car. When he's driving a car, when we're just 14. When he has house and for us we don't have, we want all to pass the test at once.
When
there is that equality. Leave all the things happening in different churches. When there is no equality at all. The pastor is very, very,
very hard.
But these other servants, for them they are down. They are just asking for grace from God. Oh, grace from God. It's not supposed to be like that. We have, there has to be equality. There has to be equality. In knowledge and to be given what we want.
Agamba nti wabula olw'okwenkanankana okusukkirira kwammwe kuweereze okwetaaga kwabwe kaakano mu biro bino
nti mu biro bino okusukkirira kwaffe tuga bwe tweyongerayongerako ate abapi abayingira abasobola okubayamba bayiise
ekkanisa
bwe tweyabeera
era n'okusukkirira kwabwe kulyoke kuweereze okwetaaga kwammwe
nti ate obaawo nga waliwo weetaaga olw'okuba ono ayimusibwa akatana ono ayimusiddwa atatta n'afulinga obwetaaga
obwoati
mukama bwe yali
ategetekkana
naye abasajja tebafuna obukaddemu obukadde bwa
ssente
tebasobola kuteekako wadde mu kibiina wabeerewo omwenkanonka
before the congregation to have
one.
If at all that money as they collect them,
tithe
and say 10 m,
30 m, 50 m. But he cannot
put it into people. In case there is a
need,
and those ones who just come, they get elevated.
Only
stupid. That's how God organized that church, that there should be a
prayer.
I tell you, Christians will be the richest
in the
world. They will be having knowledge and they will be having money. They will be having some good
money.
God had put there a bank which could borrow but could not ask for profits. That's the offering and tithes in the church of God. There is no equality. Someone is driving a
V8.
The assistant
is driving a funny
goody vehicle. There is no equality. If you are seeing it like that, it's not supposed to be like that. Each one is just fighting alone. They're just helping each one alone. That they are in one kingdom. And
they
like the love of God. And the
Christ
is going to be with us all. And to the fellow brethren, where are they? As you can do it. They used to read them when I
read
in those congregations. And I used to
learn.
I couldn't. How could they say things which they cannot do? They said, the grace of our Lord. I'm keeping quiet. Love of God, quiet. Which love is that? Which love is that? And the friendship of the Holy Spirit. Who are you? I'm not going to say that. I never said those things. I don't want things to just hide themselves. They're hiding in the grace of God. They don't have any grace.
Second
Corinthians 18:14.
Okwenkanankana kubeerewo.
Mukanisabirewo okwenkanankana.
Naye maama beebale bazaawula. But even the tears were separated corporate tears.
Wabukisa abakungu.
Yeah, those ones for that.
Bammemba abawazi kubanga bammemba.
Those were the members. And those ones the followers for the followers. And they are poor, but even smells in the church. They just step on their friends' heads. When you give 1,000, they just look at it. And
he's
like, you who is promising 5,000, give people just 10. Don't dare to say you
have
said 1,000. Don't dare to say
it. Don't come and say you have said 1,000.
And they've told them not to mention anything like 1,000.
Well,
we said
that
this one in
Satan
is.
Can we say,
the churches around are not God's churches, they are Satan's churches. According to what is there. Have you seen equality there? The one who is the
honors
is serving. Are you of the same honor?
Pastor, general, prophet, number one.
This one is an apostle.
He's not a bishop.
He's Don't praise yourself being in the equality of God, of Jesus. I
learned
these things and that's why when I came to you, even when they called me an apostle and they called you an apostle, When you get saved these days, you just said, yes, I've entered into the unforgotten army. For Amen is the army. It's just chaos in church today. You are just carrying a big stone of salvation. And they are telling you you're going to be fighting for yourself. You know those armies used to fight for themselves. They used to put on shorts.
Yet they
were going into a bush with funny dresses. That he should give them trousers, yet they were going in bush.
It was
these so-called funny shoes called, we call them Jesus shoes, we used to call them. Even the apostle is fighting that those things happen.
Kubanga okukkiriza akkiriza okubuulirira kwaffe. Kubanga naye yennyini alina okufuba okungi.
Okufuba mulinosoka okuba nambeemu okutuukiriza olisomeddwa omwenkanokano.
You have to be number one.
Tuvula abasinga bajama musumba wawa.
And people come here and ask, where is the pastor of this place? They used to find us all
the
time under concentration. You have a problem if you still want those ones.
Kulisa chukui sio mna ni yako na msaabo. Kumanga ukufiriza akiriza ukubulia kwa fe. Kumanga neri yenini alina ukufuwa ukungi. Asitula ukugenda jemuli nga yetu ma.
Kwa hivyo ni uwe kwa wani na kura chiko. Pakende wa hivyo yo. Muyambe mu.
You are like, let me go to this person and I help this person.
Ayinzo kubulia kwa msumba bosa.
The one who can tell you this is Pastor Bosa. One day I raised up in the morning and I went to his home and we had to build. We did construction at home and we organized the house.
You can
raise and go to a brethren's house and help him.
Or her.
abakristo
ekyokubiri18 era kituma wamu naye owooluganda atenderezebwa mu njiri mu kkanisa zonna so si ekyo kyokka era naye oyo yalondebwa ekkanisa okutambula naffe olw'ekisa ekyo kyetuweereza ffe mukama waffe aweebwe ekitiibwa era tulage okwagala kwaffe amangu nga twewala ekyo omuntu obutatunenya olw'ekirabo kino kyetwaweereza
nti kakati twetaaga tukole kwaffe weggyemu buli kimu kyonna omuntu yenna omutya kyeyali
kusanzeemu
atusaale nga tutuukiridde buli omu nga bwe twogera kunoleje nga buli omu ddala ayina okumanya
era
n'ebikolwa byo byonna nga bikudde okumanya omanye ekimu ku bintu ebiremesa abantu
which direct people
era nebaba omugezo gyabwe
and they spend too much in their test
zebayita embeera z'obulamu bwaffe
my nature and character
ezo nazo tujja zikwatako mu kigambo ekyamagezi kunaku
omulala one day we shall tackle on these ones in another world
ezo embeera nazo ezimu ku bintu ebikusibira mu bigezo paka kubanga kulina
ozzibwa something which remains you in test all the time
olina okuva mu mbeera okuva embeera za kristo
bakaenaa
bakizibu okuyingira mu kristo twayambala yesu
olina
okuleka embeera z'ogamanize
sitenderenjagala
kigambwe
kokkaolutuuka
ludda wali wabi
you go out and
alaba nyambadde bwe tatambapira
kogwanaabaojja
kuyita mu mbeera oziddamu oziddamu wa mbeera zaabwe olina okuva mu mbeera n'okuka
ekitondeomanyizi
okutambula olugendo nga tetulinyewo kapikyawo
olwo
olugendo luwanvu
nina
okulinya ozijja kugwawo
naekyo
kiyite mangu wajja nga luganda kuwerekera kulugendo lwamite muyongerako neyoku
when you have to escort a brother for 1 kilometer add on the second one escort him for at least more when you are like you're going to board together the struggles which have come too hard in our lives every time they are making us to be tested
nsomanyi saagala bakapirako omuntu n'agamba ekintu yonna nga yamuyiriza
nso
olina okunyeteekerateekera tisikola kola apointment okunseka kumala kagwako okimanyi mukama
yakugambye
bakolinso ekyokubiri essula ya 8 olunyi 21 kubanga tuteekateeka ebirungi si mu maaso ga mukama waffe mokka era naye ne mu maaso g'abantu
mutubeketeeka ebirungi si katonda yekka tulabisibwe gy'ali naye n'ebyabantu abangi abajja
kama
baabantu bangi bajja mu nkubo
Many people are coming, they're on the way. We want them to be seen by God and by the people who are coming. Sending people. The Lord is showing that the call of the nation has to be shown to the entire. That it will come that this call when it has enlightened to all the people. We have people to send, but it will reach a time when we tested you and you fail. We can't say you go in the name of full knowledge, yet we know your character. You won't be sent, you'll be
there.
You will say, hey, I suppose
you are the person who is going to
Even when you get this knowledge and your character has not changed, we shall be passing you. We shall be sending those ones who have at least changed their characters to Christ. Because where we are going to show Christ, not to
we Christ.
We are going to preach Christ, not
to we.
If at all you have not turned to be Christ, you cannot preach Him. When you haven't got his character, you cannot preach his character.
Yes,
praise.
So,
these ones are saying, we are sending this person before you, but we tested him many times. Because the Lord talked this. Covenant, this call of the nation and the covenant. Because when it passed before the nation, you, me with my character, will you be able to go? We would have fallen. Because there are people who are giving out money. You would have stolen it. You wouldn't bring it back to do the work of God. You wouldn't have made others to prosper. Because you have that mean heart, selfish heart.
Tutuma wamu nawo muganda waffe gwe twakema emirundi emingi mu bigambo ebingi nga munyiikivu naye kaakano munyiikivu nnyo okusingawo
tugenda omulaba nga munyiikivu nnyo n'okusinga bwe tulowooza oyo kati tumutuma ajja
You were there.
You
were there. You know, handle me with care. I changed little by little. You tell those people, you come as you were. Because you know yourself with your character. You just come as you are. You don't want to change. Those are people who preach to the people and they remain putting on short funny skirts.
Pastor, tambulira abantu oli abatayogera ku kintu mumanya ayina kyalikifuna
ekiwokuwabwee
kati olwoti wali ekyamu gwe n'ofuuka ekitonde
ekipya era okyafuukaeyoekewokubaa
basalako n'otoyogera nako akatama nouza kumba akamulabiita alisimulamu kugaba omuntu nga tofiidinga ku kintu ekira katugaba ngaoli mutukuvu mu mutima gwe tolina nakwegoo oyinza otya okubirekawo
nebibeerawo
oyitawo ayita muyangulo nga naayitawo yenna akona olugati kalipaika agamba mukama waba yakubiremu okubire mugalo kuka ye kyalaba mukama yakubiirayo kumba alaba kisiwali ei mukama yakubiirayo nakwe ebiisa ise tukisigala mu bantu nga mutufu neyatukanaye naye ebiisa biri embeera beeranti ezo nga zimuli
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essula ya 8 olunyiriki lw'amakumi abiri mu 2 agamba nti
olw'okwesiga okungi kwalina erimmwe omuntu bw'anaabuuzanga ebya Tito ye assa ekimu nange era ne era ye mukozi munnange erimmwe
okubiriza bulungi ebigambo bino bwe tunaba tetunakukakasa nga tuwulira oli mukozi
munnaffe
mukuweereza ekigambo kyo n'obwesigwa
As you are serving this word with sincerity, we cannot send you anywhere. These days I'm looking at you keenly to see whether you can stand in the next generation or in the days to come.
bebabaka ab'ekkanisa abo kyekitiibwa kya kristo
nti abo kazita bajja nga tubamanyi kazita batuuka mu kitundu bateeka okukolesa ekitiibwa kya
yesu
anti enseeri tula okumanya ekitiibwa kya mukama nga amazi bwe gagera kugendeka tubamanyi batula abo ate basobola n'okulabisa ekitiibwa kya yesu naye kakubuulire mukitabo
But if it's not
like
that, you are in test. Just help yourself that you pass this test. I see you all in this test. You come and speak to me.
And you don't know. Hey, come on.
I just meander around. I'm like, let me see how he's going to pass through this.
ero ali netola kutolina kumanya ti
netolawaibamani
eyo mukama aha oyo kajite
mukati
nkuwadde amagezi ng'omwoyo bwagamba
toka
weyambeko yakuye ebigeso ebyo kuba mukama awena byakuyekebitegese
ebyo
ate
n'okuyambaa
olunyi lw'amakumi abiri mu nnya kale mulabe kale mubalege mu maaso g'ekkanisa kale mubalage mu maaso g'ekkanisa ekiraga okwagala kwammwe n'okwenyumiriza kwaffe kulwammwe
nti tujja kuba n'enkundi nga tukuwadde baluwa
waokwega
gye bayise abafunolege
kuweereza kuliwaa
oba ogenda mu amerika oba wa yonna tujja
kuwanukumanyi
bulungi nyera
ngatwakutegeera bulimukama
kuwa omuti
Yesu yebazibwe. Twebaza Mukama nyinyini ddala 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 olw'ekigambo ekyamagezi kyatuwadde. Okukubirako mu ngalo Mukama.